If you have a question for Dave and Tom to address in a future Contending for the Faith, stay with us. We'll provide our contact information at the end of the program. You are listening to Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. Now our final segment, Understanding the Scriptures, and we resume our excursion through the book of Acts. Here again are Dave and Tom.
This is our Understanding the Scriptures segment. We're in the book of Acts. We're in Acts chapter 23, and we're going to pick up with verse 6. But when Paul perceived that the one part were Sadducees and the other Pharisees, he cried out in the council, "Men and brethren, I am a Pharisee, the son of a Pharisee. Of the hope and resurrection of the dead, I am called in question." Now, Dave, was this a diversion on Paul's part? Was he thinking, why don't we just get these guys going after each other?
I don't know, Tom. On the one hand, you could say it was a good tactic. On the other hand, it's a good spiritual discussion.
Right.
Maybe he is, hey, you Sadducees, don't you realize there is a resurrection? And maybe he can get the Pharisees thinking. I don't know. Or you could just say, well, it was a good tactic, get them arguing with themselves.
Yeah, because there was no point to, he was falsely accused. These guys were making it up as they go along.
Right.
So he probably thought, well, let's throw a cat in that bag.
Yeah. Tom, once again, and we probably say this often, the precise details you get in Scripture, and we noted that last week, about, oh, I didn't realize he was the high priest. And
well, Dave, explain that. Maybe there's some listeners out there who miss this, because we are totally in Paul's corner, okay? Anyone who said, that which you see in me, that you do, or, you know, look to me as a pattern for your life, it really takes some gumption to say, well, wait a minute, maybe Paul was out of line here and so on. And people have, just for the very reason that you mentioned last week, and I think you should go over it, that people accused him. Christians today say, well, Paul didn't quite have it together because he didn't know who the high priest was. Explain that.
I haven't really heard a Christian saying that, but...
Yeah, Dave, there are commentaries.
Oh, there are?
Yeah, saying
really?
That maybe...
Say that.
Exactly. That say, well, they give you some options. They say, well, maybe Paul didn't quite understand, didn't have it together. Maybe
really?
Well, they're the same people that say when Paul went to Jerusalem, he was out of the Spirit. The Spirit kept telling him not to go.
But don't any of the commentaries give you the facts, the truth?
Well, you know, I've never heard it explained on the basis of the information that Josephus, for example, Jewish historian, laid it out until you mentioned it. So
yeah,
that's why I think it would be worth it for our listeners to hear.
Well,
it again.
We can go back over that again, because in verse 5, Paul has been accused of reviling the high priest. He dealt with him rather severely. You whited sepulcher, God will smite you. You sit there to judge me according to the law and command me to be smitten contrary to the law?
Well, that's verse 3.
Yeah. Well, I'm just quoting. I just cut out of my brain here. I'm not going back to it, but you have to get the background.
Mm-hmm.
And so they say, you talk like that to the high priest. Paul says, well, I didn't realize the guy's a high priest. Well, atheists, Tom, and I have a lot of files about atheists, and that's one of their big arguments. You got a contradiction in the Bible right there. Just a few chapters before, it says Paul was sent by the high priest to go to Damascus with letters from the rabbis, the authorities.
And this is Ananias.
Yeah.
The same high priest we're talking about here.
So he surely would know. Now you got a real problem with this Bible, a big contradiction. No, the fact is, as Josephus mentions, Ananias had been deposed for misconduct. He had been removed from the high priestly position. His successor had been murdered, and Ananias had just taken it back unlawfully without any authority. So Paul is basically saying, hey, really, you're the high priest. I didn't realize that. Paul is, I guess he's just engaging in an argument. He's trying to rescue the situation. Actually, he doesn't want to be sentenced to death, of course.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want to have to go off to Rome. But the only way he is going to escape death, he knows that these men have sworn to exterminate him. He's going to have to appeal to Rome. He has that in the back of his mind. Can he settle this thing? Can you guys get this straightened out among you?
Mm-hmm.
And so we've got Paul acting as his own defense attorney. But I think at the same time, he wants to bring in the fact of the resurrection. Jesus is alive from the dead, but he doesn't get to that point. They've got a big argument going among themselves, and the Sadducees, you probably heard that saying, they're sad, you see, because they don't believe in the resurrection.
Mm-hmm. But
anyway, there's a division going on. And verse 9, there arose a great cry, and the scribes that were the Pharisees part arose and strove, saying, "We find no evil in this man. But if a spirit or an angel has spoken to him, let us not fight against God." Well, Tom, go ahead and read it here.
Verse 10, and when there arose a great dissension, the chief captain, fearing lest Paul should have been pulled in pieces of them, commanded the soldiers to go down and to take him by force from among them and to bring him into the castle. This verse is amazing, Dave. I mean, it's all amazing, but verse 11, and the night following, the Lord stood by him and said, "Be of good cheer, Paul, for as thou hast testified of me in Jerusalem, so must thou bear witness also at Rome." So here are Paul's marching orders directly from the Lord. He's going to Rome. And when it was day, let me go back to the Lord appearing to Paul. I was talking to somebody the other day about Galatians and Paul defending himself as an apostle. And certainly the Lord appeared to Paul on the road to Damascus.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have to think that right after that, when he went off into Arabia, where the Lord taught him the gospel, could have hung out with Jesus. Who knows? Certainly in this case, you'd have to say that the Lord appeared to Paul physically, wouldn't you?
It sounds like it. We've had Stephen back here in chapter 7. And he sees Jesus at the right hand of the Father on high.
Mm-hmm.
So whether this Christ came back to earth physically, I kind of question that myself.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was more of a spiritual appearance.
Mm-hmm.
But what does it matter?
Right. Jesus could do it both ways.
Right.
Pretty easily.
But
okay.
His appearing, we're looking forward to his appearing, and in Titus 2:13, Paul says, looking for the blessed hope, the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior. So apparently it's a special appearing, and he's not going to appear until then, whether it's a Benny Hinn platform or anywhere else. So that would leave me to doubt that it was a physical appearing of Christ, whether it was or not. He definitely communicated with Paul. And as you said, Tom, gave him his marching orders.
Mm-hmm. And Dave's marching orders, he's to be of good cheer as he testifies and bears witness to Christ, both in Jerusalem and in Rome.
And Tom, as you said, he was taught by the Lord in Arabia. And here we have another instance. The Lord is definitely in touch with Paul. That is another proof of the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Dave and Tom will continue their discussion on the topic of salvation next week. We hope you can tune in. This is Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. For nearly 2,000 years, the Church of Christ has provided comfort and counsel to believers experiencing mental, emotional, and behavioral problems by using the teachings of the Scriptures and the power of the Holy Spirit until psychology and psychotherapy arrived on the scene. Contemporary Christianity has embraced this science so-called. In the last 50 years, multitudes of pastors have added clinical counseling degrees to their theological credentials. Psychological theories have been preached so often from so many pulpits that they are accepted without question by increasing numbers of Christians as biblical doctrines. The Christian Church in the United States has become a major referral service for clinical psychologists and psychiatrists. Is there something wrong with this picture? Join host T.A. McMahon in this new groundbreaking documentary from the Berean Call, Psychology and the Church. Critical questions, crucial answers. Also contributing to this latest TBC production are Dr. Martin Bobgan and Deidre Bobgan from Psychoheresy Awareness Ministries, Dr. Tana Deneen, author of Manufacturing Victims, and Dave Hunt, author of Judgment Day, executive director of the Berean Call and co-author of The Seduction of Christianity, Tom McMahon.
For years, believers, both pastors and those in the pews, have been intimidated by the pseudoscience of psychological counseling, and the result has been they have backed away from their God-given mandate to minister to one another. My hope and prayer is that this video will expose the myths of psychology and encourage the church to return to God's way of counseling through His Word, by His Holy Spirit, and with the help of fellow believers in Him.
This powerful new DVD is now available from the Berean Call, Psychology and the Church. Critical questions, crucial answers. Information on how to order in just a moment. If you would like to expand your knowledge of God's Word, we offer a wide variety of items that we hope you'll find helpful. From books and tracts to audio and video recordings, CD-ROM, our website, and much more. For a complete list of materials or to get a copy of today's broadcast, write to us at P.O. Box 7019, Bend, Oregon 97708. Call us at our toll-free order number, 877-882-4253. That's 877-88-BIBLE. Or visit our website at www.thebereancall.org. If you would like a copy of this broadcast on compact disc, ask for program number 4007. And be sure to mention the call letters of this station. And if you would like to watch Dave and Tom, our weekly broadcast is available on DVD. Ask about a subscription when you contact us. You can also download both audio and video podcast at our website. Get a pen or pencil ready. We'll repeat our contact information in just a moment. Next week, we continue our series of programs based on Dave Hunt's book, Yoga and the Body of Christ. What position should Christians hold? And is yoga demonic? In Religion in the News, the Lutheran Rosary. We'll take a look at that story and address the question, what's wrong with the emerging church? We hope you can join us. If you have questions or comments about this program, we urge you to contact our offices. Search the Scriptures Daily radio ministry is made possible by God's grace, your prayers, and your financial support. I'm Gary Carmichael, and for Dave, Tom, and everyone here at the Berean Call, I would like to thank you for tuning in and invite you to join us again next week. In the meantime, if you desire to know God's truth, search the Scriptures Daily. For more information about the Berean Call, write to us at P.O. Box 7019, Bend, Oregon 97708. Call us toll-free at our order number 877-882-4253. That's 877-88-BIBLE. Or visit our website at www.thebereancall.org.